It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Dr. John Bozeman from the great state of Arkansas. He's the ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee. Hey, it's great to see you.
Well, it's great to be with you, Tony, as always.
And I've got to say, first off, congratulations. You will be in D.C. for at least another 6 years, which means possibly 2 farm bills in 6 years.
Well, we're excited about it. We're not really looking forward to the second one, but we're working really hard now to try and get this one is upon us. And so working with Senator Stabenow, working with her staff, our staffs work together very, very well. We're both committed to getting this thing done, which is so important for not only the farm community, but rural America in general.
Now, you did finalize the first farm bill hearing earlier in the week. Is it me, or I don't imagine it's irony here, but the fact that the first hearing was on rural development and really focusing on rural America.
Right. No, I think that, again, that's going to be the emphasis. And there's so many little things. You know, we've got a lot of obstacles to overcome with this farm bill, like we do with every farm bill. But there's some things that we simply could get done that wouldn't cost any money, would be a savings, make it easier. Things like making it such that you don't have to hire a grant writer. If you're in a small community, maybe a couple thousand people, a mayor that is part-time, just don't have the resources. You shouldn't have to spend several thousand dollars to try and, get a grant where you don't really know if you're going to get it or not. You don't have that kind of money to waste, and yet there's so much low-hanging fruit out there for these communities that desperately need it. So those are the kind of things that I think we're going to. It sounded like yesterday there was complete agreement on the committee. Lots of questions from both sides, regarding that. But besides the big things, we're gonna dwell on those things, which I think are very, very big things also. Sometimes are overlooked.
It's easy to think of the farm bill as just for farmers. I think one of the other members said there's more in here really that goes to other areas other than just farms. But when you look at those titles that really hit producers the most, what are you seeing in that arena? Are we hitting the mark with the current farm bill? Do we need to tweak a few things?
No, we're going to need to be tweaking it. And I don't know exactly how much, because I don't know what the world's going to look like in the next 3 or 4 months. We're in uncertain times. This issue with Ukraine, it sounds like the Russians are going to acquiesce and open the port. We don't really know that for sure, though. They, even in doing that, so they seem to slow things down. So, the ability of the Ukrainians to get their harvest, to market, get it out of the country, get it primarily, half of it goes to Africa. Is going to be a real challenge. And then, two, their ability to plant for the next growing season is also a real challenge. So that's going to affect world food prices. All of those things, I think, are going to affect the next farm bill as to what we need to do to make sure that the safety nets are in place so our farmers can go to the bank, borrow the money that they need to produce another crop.
I think you've opened the door to talk trade as well. Ag is reliant on international trade. We grow more than we can consume here. So when you look at trade, how are we doing? Where do we need to go?
Well, trade is so important. I know in Arkansas, and this is true throughout the rest of ag country, sometimes even more so, 40% of the stuff that we grow in Arkansas is export. So we've got to think in terms of having one customer here and many, many customers throughout the rest of the world in various countries. And so we're working hard to get our trade p- people in place, they're still not in place. We've got a problem with different members holding them up. But myself and Senator Stabenow are united in making sure that we push that forward as quickly as possible. There are other things I'm worried about regarding trade. This 30 by 30 thing that the President Biden, you know, did an executive order, 30% of the land and water in conservation by the year 2030. You can't do that without dramatically decreasing production. If you do that, you're going to lose trade. You're going to lose markets. We worked so hard to get these things. In the old days, the United States was the player. That's not true anymore. Brazil or whatever will take up that slack. And it's so sad because they're doing this in the name of climate. Brazil's not going to produce in the climate-friendly way that we do. They'll be cutting down rainforest, and you know it'll take twice the acreage that it does. Our farmers are becoming so productive, and again so climate-friendly in the sense of production. It makes no sense to send it overseas. The other thing that we talked about earlier was the importance of doing all we can for rural America. Sending that wealth out of the country, you know, and not bringing that into rural America is another thing that makes no sense at all. Big issues.
I just wonder, though, kind of brings us full circle. We've talked about tough times financially for farms. Obviously, we had some ad hoc disaster that helped out over a couple of years. But all of that comes at a cost, which brings us to how Congress spends its money and some year-end spending bills. What are you seeing there?
Well, we're going to have to wait and see, Tony. I think the we've really done a good job as a Congress supporting our farmers with various disasters, and they've been all over the map, you know, from hurricanes to the incident in Iowa. The list just goes on and on and on. So we've done a good job of doing that, but it's not. It's basically Congress, you know, fighting for those dollars and getting them out the door. Sometimes those in need, though, won't receive those dollars for a couple of years because of the way the system works. So that's something we really got to look at, and I don't know exactly how we do that. I'd like to do it through the existing programs that we have and really kind of double up and maybe make them a little bit more resilient. But this is something that needs to be done. We're in a situation now, we've had a lot of drought going on, and we need to take care of those folks. We had some flooding earlier, so we'll be fighting for some dollars, you know, in the next big spending bill.
It's always great to see. I know this is probably one of the busiest times of a congressional session, the final few weeks, but are you optimistic we'll get a few things across the finish line?
Yeah, I'm very optimistic, and the government runs kind of the way I used to do my term papers. You know, you wait and wait, and then you pull two or three all-nighters to get it done. We have these hard deadlines, and it seems like the more important the bill, the longer we wait. So we're jumping on top of the farm bill, I think, early. That's a good sign. Trying to anticipate the problems we're going to have there, and make sure that we are able to go forward. But yeah, I think we'll get several things done. Not sure exactly what, but I think we're in good state. And we've always got time for you, regardless of the time of the year, whatever's going on. We just appreciate the information that you put out to farm country, which is so very important.
Thank you for the kind words. You're always generous with your kind words and your time. So we'll see you soon.
Well, thank you very much.
Again, it's Dr. John Bozeman, represents the great state of Arkansas, is also the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee. From Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.